Guess Who Is Turning Four Soon, Enthusiastically Spiritual Podcast. And on June 3rd, to celebrate this amazing day this podcast was started, we are going to have a fanniversary party for you, the fans. So if you want to join us on YouTube Live for an hour special where we'll be having a special live sharing, messages from your spiritual team, live chat will be open, Q&A, and perhaps some more things too. The timing is going to be 4 p.m. New York, 6 a.m. Sydney, and 9 p.m. London. This free event is for you to thank you so much for being fans of Enthusiastically Spiritual Podcast. And the link will be in the show notes, so get your seat and join us so we can celebrate you. And happy fourth anniversary, Enthusiastically Spiritual Podcast. Are you needing some inspiration? How about some healing energy for your journey? If you are looking for those things and more, check out this episode because I'm going to be doing an amazing sharing with Jodi Mayo from Australia. And she's got some beautiful insights to share with all of you listeners. So please continue listening. Welcome to Enthusiastically Spiritual, where we share spiritual truths, spiritual stories, and spiritual tips to give you insights and a bigger picture for your spiritual journey. Hi, I'm Teresa Shantz, and I'm a spiritual seeker and enthusiast who through my life has had my cup filled up with some fun and dynamic spiritual knowledge and experiences that I'll be sharing in each episode. Join me as I dive in deep into spiritual topics and deliver them in a compact mini morsel bite to satisfy your spiritual sweet tooth starting now. Okay, so hey, welcome everyone to another episode of Enthusiastically Spiritual Regrouping with Jodi Mayo. Welcome, Jodi.
Hi, Teresa. Thanks so for having
good.
Me.
Oh, my pleasure. So good to have you here. And Jodi is in New South Wales, Australia.
Oh, yes. It's beautiful here.
I know it is, girl. Well, you're coming out. You're actually in autumn now, right? Yeah. So you just left, just left summer.
Just left summer. We've actually had quite a bit of rain lately. So it's a little bit cooler than usual.
Okay. Well, that's not too bad. At least you can still get in the water, right?
Oh, it doesn't stop me from going in the water.
So last time I talked with you on Enthusiastically Spiritual, it was in July of 2020 and it was episode number 14.
Wow, time goes so fast.
Time flies. And so last time I was talking to you, I don't think you live in New South Wales, right? You were in Queensland, weren't you?
Yeah, mm-hmm. In Queensland. And then we crossed over the border during COVID.
And
we came to a place called Casarina, and it's just beautiful here.
Beautiful.
It's like as soon as you hit over the Tweed Bridge, it's like you feel your energy just shift. Mm. And it's a beautiful retreat space here. We're about 100 meters from the beach. And I go for a swim at 6:30 every morning.
Love it. But you're still not far from the Gold Coast. And I know you did some work when I was with you at the Miami Marquetta. You were doing Empress events and retreats there, right?
Yes, that's right. Yes, Miami Marquetta, which is on the Gold Coast in Miami. And that's basically my little home spot on where I run all my events and soon to be seminars as well.
Beautiful. And also at that point you were doing healing work. So have you been doing more healing work since COVID and, you know, helping people out in, you know, different areas?
Yeah, well, during COVID was an amazing time for me for growth in stepping into my own gifts and abilities and just being able to help people through the COVID experience as well. So I was doing a lot of online healings and readings, sort of empowerment readings for people, a lot of people in Melbourne, which was amazing just to help them to step out of that fear base because they went through COVID. A lot harder than what we have up here.
Yeah.
So the energy was definitely rocked down there. So yeah, it was a blessing to be able to really step in and be able to help people as well.
Right. Any support you can give, especially down in Victoria, because boy, yeah, they were in it a lot longer than I would say Victoria than Queensland. And then I would say New South Wales was the last, but you know what I'm saying? They were in it, you know, way more than New South Wales.
Yes, definitely. Yeah.
But getting that support is good.
Yeah, definitely. Well, and it was a blessing to be able to help them out. So, I a lot of online stuff, FaceTime and stuff like that for them as well.
And I know, I mean, obviously everyone's been doing it online. I mean, some people have done it in person here and there, because we actually did a session or two in person at our, you know, at our house. But I have found that the energy in working with people at a distance is so powerful. Do you agree?
Oh, yes. So working from a distance, I always say there's no time or space between energy. And when it's coming from your heart intention, you can give out energy anywhere and it can be just as strong as having it within person. Right. And people feel a lot more comfortable being in their own space as well, because as their healing is about to come through and they're preparing for the healing, they have a lot of stuff that comes up, because healing sort of rears all that stuff to the surface. So being able to be in the comfort of their own home sort of would make them feel a lot more comfortable in facing a lot of those issues.
Definitely. Yeah. And I know for you too, you've had a big opening since the COVID, right? And all the things, I mean, like it's been big.
Big. It's been huge. Well, COVID was amazing for me. I've done my most powerful growth through COVID, and I've been very blessed to have spirit back me the whole way in being able to really acknowledge different parts of myself, do that real deep healing, and being able to come out the other end in really helping people from that deep healing level as well. And I am in the process at the moment of, I'm going to be running seminars and also to do with child abuse. Uh-huh. And so this is something that runs close to me, being a survivor of child abuse through family and religion. And it's something that I'm doing quite huge this year. I'm bringing some justice and finalization in my own circumstance. And I'm wanting to bring that out to others in being able to have a voice to speak, because around the abuse issues, you're made to feel silenced, guilty, not being able to speak. So this is where I want to stand up this year, and being able to bring that power back to these children, women and men who have been in these abuse circumstances. And so I'm going to start running some seminars this year and enabling and opening the space for people to bring awareness to people also that this does happen, and it happens on a daily basis, but also to bring awareness for people that it has happened to be able to stand up and rise and just speak their stories if they want to as well. Because even if they don't bring justice to the person that may have done it, it's bringing justice within themselves in being able to just speak it in the first place. So,
right.
Yeah,
yeah, so and having that safe space for sure.
Yeah, creating that. I want to create that safe space, mm-hmm. enabling them to be able to speak their truth. And you know, this is their story and they've lived their story, so they should be able to tell their story mm-hmm. instead of hiding it.
Right, right. And having that safe space where other people that understand and maybe have been through it can then relate to them, and they can relate to it. And that also helps them probably come forth and really be able to express what they're holding inside.
Well, this is part of why I want to do this, is it's for myself and my own journey, but it's also to enable to help people to be able to stand up and know that this part of this journey of your life does not have to define who you are now. Mm-hmm. You can create your life however you want, and going through part of that journey can also enable you to help others that have been on that journey and get stuck because not being able to speak, it can cause disease in the body.
Right.
It can cause a lot of imbalances, depression, anxiety. For myself, it caused severe thyroid issues, which I didn't realize that I had until I was pregnant with my son. And I was able to really heal through that and realize where that was coming from. And in January, I got to stand up at Byron Bay Festival, which is an amazing festival, for the first time, and stand up on stage and speak my story.
Oh,
and yeah, and I just wanted to really offer my vulnerability in, yes, I am a healer. I've healed through so many wounds and done a lot of work on myself. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to be able to tell people my story. And so if they're wanting to book a healing with me, what my part of my story may resonate with them, and I can help them through parts of that because I've helped myself through it as well.
Walking
your talk. That's right. And yeah, it was just, once I finished that talk, I had people, men, women, come up and just say how empowered they were to hear the story and how it resonated with them because they may have been on certain experiences from that story as well. So they've said it was one of the bravest things they've seen someone do. And that's why I want to offer the space for people to be able to do the same as well.
And you have an event coming up called Braveheart Empowered Journeys on May 6th. You're doing it?
May 6th. Yeah. So May 6th, we're doing, I'm going down to Melbourne, and I lived in this part of Melbourne for about 18 years of my life. So I know a lot of people down there, and I'm running in line with this beautiful girl called Charlene. She runs a women's gym in Altona Meadows, and she's amazing. And she's going to stand up in this part of the talk and talk about her own journey and why she has put forth in empowering women in opening up a gym for them, and also bringing in the fitness and the health, and everything fits in line with mind, body, spirit as well. Beautiful. So I'm going to get up and speak about my journey and my story and how people can empower their own life and not allowing violent crimes or even just situations in their life to define their life of where they're at now. And so what I'm going to offer is a ceremony after I've done my talk where people are able to shed some of that baggage and we're able to shift and remove it, and helping them to sort of just empower their own journey and find their power within.
That is wonderful. I know they're going to really love that, especially down in Melbourne, because they've been through, you know, like we said, more of the lockdown than anyone else. And the energy down there is definitely needing some shifting. So bring in your energy. And even though it's, you know, the subject of what it is, you know, but just bringing that into the community and just allowing that energy to help shift stuff is going to be so powerful, Jody.
Yes. Yes. I can't wait. I went there at Christmas time to Melbourne to surprise family for Christmas. And I could feel just a collective of energy in Melbourne of what they'd actually been through. Mm-hmm. And being up here, I don't think we kind of realized until you actually step into it, how much of an impact it's actually had. And yeah, just a lot of fears and stuff like that surrounding that energy. So yeah, I want to just help to shift some of that energy for them. Yeah.
That's great. That's great. So the Miami Marquetta, you're still doing some things there, correct?
Yeah. So the Miami Marquetta, I absolutely love. I was blessed to be able to, during COVID, come back there doing smaller events from August last year, and I ran them every second month. And now I have the opportunity from beautiful Emma to run them every month this year. And I'm also going to be running some quite large seminars and growing with those seminars. So each seminar is going to have a different topic.
Oh,
yeah, which will be amazing. And that will sort of kick off end of June onwards. End of May onwards, we're looking at. And sort of also the events themselves are going to grow quite big from June onwards there as well.
Great. And so for yourself, I mean, I know you're doing, you know, obviously you're starting your seminars, you're doing your topics and things like that. But as a healer, a psychic empowerment reader, you also work with people online. And so you work with people worldwide, right? I mean, not just in Australia.
Yes, definitely. Mm-hmm. So I offer healing worldwide, and you can go onto my website, www.empressevents.com.au, and there will be a book online tab, and you can go into that tab and book half an hour or an hour session, and that will take you through the time and then to PayPal. And yeah, if someone is needing healing worldwide, I think it's amazing to be able to offer this online as well.
Without a doubt. And I know, you know, from COVID, that's all we have to do is online, and it's so powerful. But yeah, the fact that you can, you know, access Jody in Australia, and you could be in England, or you could be in Africa, or you could be in America, anywhere, and just, you know, get that healing you need if you resonate with you, which is a beautiful gift, right?
Yeah, it's amazing to be able to share that with others and, yeah, just help them. I mean, the whole world has gone through such amazing, like, it's been transformational on all levels. So
I totally agree. Totally.
As light workers, we are really supported and blessed to be able to stand up and offer them the help to step out of any fear and hold their freedom in their heart. Yeah.
And know that this will come to an end and we will. I mean, to me, it's like a transformational time period. I mean, you know, we've been through so much, but it's a lot of it's, I mean, some of it's obviously bad if you've had, you know, God forbid, people who've been affected by COVID or passed away or whatever, but there's been so much light also brought upon this. I think I look at like a cracking of the egg.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, and it's, like I said, depends on what you've been through, but there's a lot of beautiful things that have transpired from this event.
Oh, for myself and my family, we've had an amazing journey through this in just really transforming and stepping into our own. So it's something that, you know, I know that it's very easy to get stuck into the fear of it, but if you can pull yourself out of that fear and really, it's really time for people to go within and fix those parts that maybe stopping them from moving forward, and they have the time to do it now and being able to step into their own power and their own abilities. And a lot of healings that I've been doing, even in this little sanctuary I have here, have been people, they've sat in front of me and I've seen these amazing gifts that are coming from them. And they've really, it's been amazing to assist them in stepping up and putting their gifts out there. Right. So it's amazing times for people as well.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Well, I'm so excited for you, Jodi. Obviously there's a lot new coming and I'm excited to get back to Australia and come and join in on some of it and, you know, and share the space because you're an amazing healer and definitely gifted with doing your Empress retreats. And I look forward to obviously having people, you know, share, you know, this message with you and what you're really coming out to step into this year, as well as come and join you at one of your events. So, you know, my listeners in Australia, come and join in. It's super fun.
Oh yeah. I can't wait. It's going to be an amazing year and definitely stepping up and speaking out, I think is definitely the tone for this year.
For sure. Be heard, right? Be heard or go home.
That's right.
We don't want to go home. Just be heard.
Just be heard.
That's right.
Be empowered.
That's right. So they can get a hold of you at let's see, your Empress Events and Retreats, and you're on Instagram, you're on Facebook.
Yes, definitely.
And Jodi Mayo, your Psychic Empowerment. I noticed that's on both, right? On Instagram and Facebook.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
So but those are the main places.
Me. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. So they can contact me via any of those links. And yeah, I look forward to connecting with people and helping them through this time as well.
Without a doubt. Well, thank you so much, Jodi, for coming on today. I so appreciate it. You're such a light in the world and I just want to share you again. And so I, like I said, can't wait to come down and get a big hug. So,
I can't wait to hug you. my American soul sister,
my Australian soul sister. Thank you so much for coming on today, Jodi. I so appreciate it.
Thank you, beautiful. Thank you so much for having me. It's always a blessing to be in your energy as well.
And you too. So take care. Mwah. See you soon.
Love and light.
Same to you.
What a fun episode connecting with Jodi and the beautiful healing energies that she offers to people in the world. So if you're looking for an amazing healing session, you can definitely contact her and I'll have all the links in the show notes. So thanks again for listening to another episode of Enthusiastically Spiritual. And just remember that life is too short to not be enthusiastic about your unique journey.
Believe it or not, when you arrived back for another life, you were enthusiastic to be here. If you've lost that enthusiastic feeling, well, there's a way to reawaken it. It's by embracing a bigger spiritual picture of your life as a soul and igniting the feeling of spiritual freedom within. So if you are ready and needing some more enthusiastic mojo for your life, follow the link in the show notes where you can access a free video series created by the Wayshowers College and start recapturing the enthusiasm you have within for your unique journey.